The U.S. Department of Energy and many others published much hoopla about fusion power experiments at the National Ignition Facility, or NIF, in December. What happened and what does it mean for all of us? A quick reminder, fusing small atomic nuclei such as hydrogen into helium at extreme temperatures and densities is the origin of the sun's prodigious power. Replicating such extreme conditions here on Earth can be done only for extremely short times. At the NIF, they have been working over 20 years on this. They freeze two hydrogen isotopes, deuterium and tritium, into a tiny capsule and blast it with 192 lasers to implode it, massively heating and condensing the mix. The achievement was getting more energy of fusion out than the laser energy put in. Is this a step toward practical fusion? Now recall that the NIF lasers need about 100 times more electrical energy in than laser energy out. That makes practical power very far out of range. Most telling, the tritium fuel is made in good old-time fission nuclear reactors using 10 times more energy than total fusion could deliver. Energy-affordable fusion fuels require at least 10 times higher temperatures to fuse at about 10,000 times more energy loss to balance. This is not the fusion source of the future. Fusion power is not going to get us over the climate change crisis. We need renewable energy and conservation. Let's go for that. This had been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.